This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
On Monday, December 22nd, at approximately 8:15 p.m., Iron County Sheriff Dispatch received a 911 call reporting a single snowmobile crash on Trail 17 in the town of Oma near Finn Point Road. The reporting party relayed that the male had crashed his snowmobile and was unconscious and breathing. Mercer Snowmobile Rescue and ambulance were paged, and a deputy was dispatched to the scene. The deputy arrived on scene along with the snowmobile rescue. The operator became unresponsive, and CPR was performed. Beacon Ambulance was also requested for an intercept. Unfortunately, life-saving efforts were unsuccessful, and the operator, a 58-year-old male, was pronounced dead at the scene by Iron County Coroner Bob Barnabo. According to preliminary investigations, the snowmobiler was southbound and failed to navigate a curve and struck a tree. Alcohol is believed to be a factor in the crash, and the incident remains under investigation. Tuesday, January 6th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. You're asked to please call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Peace Center to schedule an appointment. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, January 6th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., over at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. As the year wraps up, we're highlighting some of our favorite stories from reporters all over Wisconsin. One of the state's biggest events each year is EAA, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot was there.
Volunteers arrive from all over the world in Oshkosh in early July, all for EAA Air Venture.
I love it. This is my, 10th year volunteering. I want to give back because this is my 31st year at Oshkosh.
That's Chuck Holderness, who volunteers at the admission gate.
I flew in the Bonanzas to Oshkosh 31 years ago, and I've done it every year since. It's unbelievable. We set the world record for the world's largest civilian formation flight. We had 133 of us 1 year, and then we actually had 149 another year, but we didn't go through all the paperwork to break the record. This year, we had 119 of us, so we're all on the runway at the same time. 3 abreast, 5 feet from my prop to the tail in front of me. It's exciting.
And Donna at security, her daughter is a 148th Fighter Wing pilot. But it's more than that that brings her here from Port Washington.
Meeting the people, you meet them from all over the world, basically, and mingling with them and making new friends.
Often described as a family reunion, even if you aren't a pilot, all are welcome.
I've made friends already from Mississippi, from Arizona, from around this area. And we camp with them because I also camp here.
Camp Scholler, a field of friends, volunteers, pilots, and more. No electricity and no problems. Even in the summer heat of July, 40,000 camp here in this 1 week. Anyone can volunteer, even if you don't have any background in aviation. Here's Dan Van Evenhoven.
You can drive the tram, which is kind of cool because you get to see the entire grounds. And you get to explain to people what different things are going on in different locations.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
No matter how you're handling the hustle and the bustle of the holiday season, make sure to take it easy out there to prevent falls. Keep steps and walkways free of ice with salt or sand to reduce the chance of slipping. Wear shoes with slip-resistant soles and watch where you step. Walk slowly and take small steps. And when entering a building, be sure to wipe your feet. Also remember, if you are wearing cleats, that if you're on indoor floors or patches of concrete or pavement, you may have less traction, so be careful when walking. You can find these tips and more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. January 10th, with registration beginning at 8 a.m., it's the Snow Gypsies Snowmobile Drag Race. This is $30 per sled per class, with a driver's meeting at 9:45 a.m., racing starting at 10 a.m., and a kids' class at intermission. Food and beverages will be available, and there will be a trophy presentation after races are completed at Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Remember, all sleds must have working tether. Once again, this is taking place January 10th, with registration from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. over at Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Civic Media has had an event-filled year and has covered many stories. Here's Savannah Tomey-Olson with a highlight.
Joanne Krulatz covered the retirement ceremony for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in June.
I say today to all of you gathered here, it has indeed been a long journey from the old Swamp Inn to serving as Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Originally from Richland Center, Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley graduated from Richland Center High School in 1968. She earned her bachelor's degree from Webster University in 1972 and worked as a high school teacher before graduating from the University of Wisconsin Law School in 1976. In 1985, she was appointed as a circuit court judge in Marathon County. 10 years later, the justice made history by becoming the first woman to be elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While it has been a long journey, she stated one thing has remained constant.
We knew then 30 years ago, and we know now, that to ensure a just legal system, one that reflects the history and hopes of this state, we must make the courts more accessible to the people. No matter if you are rich or poor, powerful or powerless, no matter your station in life, regardless of your political or religious beliefs, our courts exist to serve all of the people of this state.
Walsh Bradley's tenure is the fifth longest in the history of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. She participated in more than 28,000 cases and wrote almost 600 opinions. She was replaced on the bench by Susan Crawford. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers prepare for Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Ravens. 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Now, the Packers lost another tight end last week. John Fitzpatrick, who had taken over for Tucker Kraft. He suffered a season-ending torn Achilles tendon in that loss to the Bears. The Packers have two candidates on the practice squad who could play tight end. One is Drake Dabney, an undrafted rookie. The other, second-year man McCallum Castles, who has spent time with the Eagles, Chargers, and Rams. They would be the backups to tight end Luke Musgrave.
Yeah, they're both really, really good players, hardworking players. I think anybody in that tight end room is going to go out there and play with great effort, be a good representation of us.
Green Bay has clinched a playoff spot thanks to the Vikings defeating the Lions 23-10 in Minnesota yesterday. Detroit with six turnovers in the game. After a day off for Christmas at home, the Bucks back on the road tonight in Memphis to play the Grizzlies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little freezing drizzle this morning, some patchy fog possible, then mostly cloudy with a high today right around 36 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.